Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. This is our online segment. We've got Kim Jones of NFL Network, Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. The Giants trying to secure a playoff spot. If they win on Thursday night, they are in with their 11th win of the season. And you feel that veteran leadership on the defensive side of the ball has freed up a lot of other guys.
I really do, Bob. And your stars on defense, if you're the New York Giants, are playing like it. Olivier Vernon, Damon Harrison, obviously Janoris Jenkins, and also Landon Collins. And I think that allows other players, you know, these rookies, undrafted rookies, Romeo Okwara, Andrew Adams, who's been a big part of this defense all season, they've been able to blend in, play well, do their jobs, and the entire defense hasn't suffered for it. I do think that's remarkable. I would put DRC in that group as well with the clutch plays he's made. But when it comes to Landon Collins, I now look back on that draft pick as a franchise-changing pick. When Jerry Reese trades up, gets him first pick of the second round, and he looks like he is going to be an all-time Giant.
And did you see the players that Tennessee got in the exchange? It is an absolute fleecing at this point. Yeah.
You know what I like about when you mentioned about DRC, which he's a little bit under the radar, you know, because Eli Apple's come in, and you said Landon Collins is playing like an all-pro, not just a pro bowler. But that play DRC made, he gets beat. Okay, that's a tough play. He got beat bad. He said his eyes are in the wrong place. He gets beat by Golden Tate. Yep. And Golden Tate has, a 10-yard head start.
Yeah, about 7 yards.
Seven, 8 yard, 10. And DRC takes off like nobody's business, chases him down, and you say, all right, he chased them on the 11-yard line, big deal. They don't score because of a fumble. I mean, that is something that you take and you say, look, we don't like that you made the mistake, but you show that to all the young guys and say, that's the way a veteran's getting after it.
And to further make my point, it's Leon Hall who forces the fumble, signed on August 4th, inactive for, what, 4 or 5 games? He comes up with a big turnover.
Yeah, I mean, you're of the right age. I don't want to make fun of you, but Bugs Bunny Roadrunner.
Yes.
Remember?
Yep.
I mean, all we were missing from DRC was the beep beep, and then he was like the Roadrunner.
When you just watched it, he made up. You know, first of all, he's running. He doesn't have the ball. So you're right. You could see his legs starting to spin, and boom! He made up that ground. And I mean, he caught him with time. I mean, he didn't catch him on the 1 yard line. He caught him on the 11. And I didn't think it was as big a play then as it turned out to be. Really great hustle.
Young DRC was a 4.29 40 guy. He still looks like a 4.29 40
guy. That was about a 4.35, I'd say. That was pretty good.
It was pretty awesome. Now, obviously, the Giants, if they win on Thursday night, they're going to lock up a playoff spot. And they're in really good shape right now.
Yes.
You know, we think about the Giants, and, you know, we talk about Eli Manning in 2011 and 2007. But really, this is an inexperienced team when you think about it, as far as pelts on the wall when it comes to postseason experience.
First of all, the coaching staff, you know, McAdoo, not here, you know, in Green Bay, not as a head coach. But you look at the team, you have Eli, yes, we all know, you know, for a while, 2011, Victor Cruz, definitely. It's not a lot there. JPP's hurt. Mark Herzlich is a special teams player. You know, Zach Diassi is the long snapper. I mean, from 2011, but even of the other guys on the team, Marshall Newhouse, Casillas, Vereen, who's now out. But as Kim mentioned, all the new guys they signed, no playoff experience at all. Pugh, Richburg. John Jerry has played more than 100 games in the NFL. Zero in the playoffs. So this is all new to a lot of guys. But interesting to see if they can seize the moment and how they deal with this.
It's a group, though, that they don't know what they don't know. And they'll tell you, we love playing with each other. We love playing together and playing for each other. Jonathan Casillas said these words, that when Eli throws an interception, they love it. And then he realized how it sounded and said, but because we love to go out back on the field and play defense. Think about that for a minute. How many wouldn't the Denver Broncos love that attitude right now, by the way? But think about that. And Casillas is a two-time Super Bowl champion for two different teams. So they are getting leadership in different places.
Yeah, no question about it. So this is a team that makes some plays offensively. Still hasn't come yet. I feel like with Paul Perkins, we saw a little bit more out of the run game. I still think they're going to have a game in which they get to like 27.
You think?
You're waiting all season, right? You're going into you know, 2 games left to go. You're waiting for that breakout. 27. Look, if they score 27, they're going to win. There's no, you know, I guarantee
that. Well, it's not going to be close in the fourth quarter if they score 27.
I don't know. You know what? I think they've changed their philosophy. I think now it's don't make mistakes. The past 2 weeks, they ran the ball more than they passed it, which is not this team's MO. And it's not like they ran it great. They ran it just good enough. So I think this is like, Let's lean on what we do best. We punt the ball really well. We cover punts,
yep.
and we defend the heck out of the ball. And Eli, don't fumble. Don't throw interceptions. We'll figure out a way. We'll throw it to Odell once for 6 yards. He'll run for an 80,
right.
and we'll figure out a way to get 17 points, and
yep.
we'll win.
All right, so your prediction for Thursday night.
Well, I do listen, Carson Wentz has hit some sort of a rookie wall or rookie training ground or something.
His biggest rookie wall is his receivers don't catch the ball.
I do understand that as well, which would challenge most quarterbacks. I think the Giants do manage to win. I don't think it will be easy. And, Paul, to your point really quickly, we think about self-scouting as making changes and big adjustments and everything. I think this team has self-scouted and knows what it is and has decided to embrace it.
Your prediction.
I think Janoris Jenkins, if he probably will not play, I would guess that really lower back injury, that bad back stuff. I don't think it's as harmful against this team as you said. They don't exactly spread the field with a bunch of weapons. I think the Giants will win. I think they will be in victory formation. I'm not saying 31-3, but I could see like a 24-10 kind of thing. And I think it's going to be by the end of the night, there will be not a lot of green at the link, and there'll be a lot of blue coming down to salute their team.